Good morning, beloved. We're in Psalm 119, verses 121 to 128, which declare this: I've done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Give your servant a pledge of good. Let not the insolent oppress me. My eyes long for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold. Therefore, I consider all your precepts to be right. I hate every false way. God, we're asking that this day, the people who are in Maldives would be able to adamantly and joyfully make known Christ to their neighbors. God, it seems like there are so few who actually know you. Of the 300,000 there on these islands, less than 250 seem to be professing Christ as their Savior and Lord and resting in that peace. God, wherever it is, the societal darkness that is blinding them from seeing you, the one who is pure and light and their Father, we're asking that you would raise up evangelists to go into this country. We're asking that the persecution of believers would cease. But God, we're also asking that there would be a perseverance of believers to rightly state that Jesus Christ is Lord in any and all situations. In your mercy, show yourself gracious, we are asking, holy, righteous, and good, triune God. In Jesus' name, amen.